We're joined now by Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, and thanks for being here. I know you got a lot on your plate, but it's just another bill coming from the General Assembly that's just, I don't even know what to say about this. Like, I can't say I'm surprised that some state isn't trying to challenge the Obergefell decision, but
Well,
for it to just be us every single time is just.
every single time it takes us back to as
Yeah.
soon as the Voting Rights Act decision was made the next day. I think North Carolina was in front on.
This is the Shelby County case, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. So I think it's pretty much par for the course. Since we're talking about bills, I want to talk about one we're looking for support on. It's HB 280. North Carolina remains one of only two states that continue to treat 16 and 17-year-olds as adults in the criminal justice system, no matter how minor the offense. And so, yeah, we want our children to be accountable for bad decisions, but saddling them with lifelong adult criminal records only leads to more expensive crime and victimization for our state. So, couple things I'll just talk about. One, the juvenile justice system really has more accountability for folks that age because the juvenile system requires frequent contact, follow-up. It's more effective for school-based offenses. Right now, over half of the referrals to the juvenile system are or for the to the criminal justice system are for school-based offenses. So something that, might normally be treated with a suspension or with truancy or some other consequence. Ends up in an adult court system. And the other thing is that, what happens with young folks from North Carolina then become less competitive with other young people from the other 48 states because they've got this criminal record following them around.
Yep.
And then the other point I want to make is that this only applies to misdemeanors and low-level offenses. So, for serious offenses, the change does not apply for serious offenses. So, and the final thing is it's a cost savings because the juvenile justice system is really smart on crime. Students who, young people who go into the adult system are more likely to be rearrested, reconvicted, and reincarcerated down the road. So, you're not helping them go on to a better life, but more or less subjecting them to a life in the system. So, this is a bill that's out there right now. It's one, unlike the one you talked about earlier, that we really need support for the community from this. So, again, that's HB 280, and I'll just mention that raise the age is a common sense investment for the youth of the state of North Carolina. It's a positive thing that we can do. And so I hope folks will get informed about it and support it.
And this is one that has some bipartisan support. I know Democrats are pretty much on board with this, and there are quite a few Republicans that are too. So what are the
Yes.
chances of this passing?
Well, it's hard to say, but
Mm-hmm.
we think it has a good chance. But I think the more people who indicate support for it on both sides of the aisle out in the community will help ensure. And this 280, there are a couple different ones floating around out there, but 280 is the most comprehensive and we think really gets to the issues.
And sort of to put that in perspective, sort of national context, every other state except us and New York are the
Correct.
two, right? Are the
Correct.
only two that have this policy. Every other state has already made this change and never made it to
Exactly.
this in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the other thing I want to mention today is that there's a great panel discussion coming up on April 26th at the Chapel Hill Public Library. It's going to be led by UNC Professor of Law Emeritus Rich Rosen. Discussion of the biography of Julius Chambers, A Life in the Legal Struggle for Civil Rights. Rich is the co-author of this biography, and he this biography is one of the nation's greatest legal scholars and a civil rights giant. There's a number of panelists included. Be a very informative evening for folks to learn more about some of the legal battles that have taken place and give us some encouragement, hopefully, for some of the ones we're facing yet ahead. So, again, that is April 26th, 6:30 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more as the day draws near. It's a couple of weeks away. Speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You mentioned Julius Chambers there, founded the
NAACP. Chamber of Commerce.
Did I say Chamber? I keep saying Chamber of Commerce. NAACP. I'm sorry. No. I made that mistake with someone last week, too, for no good reason. Anyway, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP, and mentioned Julius Chambers there, who founded the UNC Center for Civil Rights, which is currently on the chopping block with the UNC Board of Governors, and that issue is going to be coming up again next month, and again, I think a possible final vote taken in July. So
yes.
Does the NAACP have a stance? Are you advocating against this?
We are absolutely advocating in support of the center. Ted Shaw, who's the current leader of that organization, will be on the panel for the chamber's panel discussion. I think one only has to look at some of the work that organization does. It is a center for civil rights, so to take it out of the business of civil rights, which was its founding, which is its legacy, which has made a tremendous contribution to civil rights law over the years. Again, it's an indication of our state moving in the wrong direction, and we certainly are advocating that center be allowed to continue the great work that it's done over the years.
And for the state to want to do that, or for the Board of Governors to want to do that, is for people at the state level, legislators and members of the Board of Governors and state officials, to be going out of their way to shield themselves from civil rights lawsuits, which I have to think, if you wake up in the morning and you find yourself in that position, you've taken a wrong turn somewhere, like probably a long time ago, but you need to turn around and go the other way.
So I think the message, and I'll just put in a plug, although our bank was over, Rick Glazier did an excellent job. We're hoping, we did not record his speech the other night. Rick, as you know, is the executive director of the North Carolina Justice Center, and he really did a very scholarly dissection of what's gone on in our state. We're hoping to get a transcript of that, which we'll be able to make available to people, but this message, I think, and it's, you know, indicative of the House bills we've talked about today, the Civil Rights Center, is that all of us need to really be on top of as much as we can. There's so much going on that it is difficult to keep track of the many, many ways that the rights of the citizens of North Carolina are being infringed by this state House and Senate. And so we need to stay on top of it, and we really need citizens to stay engaged, get involved, and let your representatives know your opinion on some of the actions that they're taking.
Well, you can find out more online at chapelhillcarboroughnaacp.wordpress.com. That's the website, or just get online and Google Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thanks.